right. Right. So. All right. Well, here we are. Yeah. Actress of the week. Here we are, Jed.
Yeah.
Katie, the teacher. Mm-hmm. Katie. Wait. Let me. Yeah, I wanted to ask you too. Do you want to be Katie Walsh or do you want to be Katie the art teacher?
You can say Katie Walsh. Okay. My name's out there. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're usually not shy. You're not shy about being an activist.
Can't get.
but whenever we have a teacher in and we do that, we always say, you know, do you want to be Teacher Jen or Teacher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was that, Randy? That was a quick, easy opening you gave me. Our activist of the week this
week.
That doesn't sound right. Jed, meet Katie Walsh, our activist of the week. What makes her an activist? Well, she dares go. What makes her an activist? She messes with art. She takes art to little kids. She brings it to them and makes it something that they can come alive with. She's an art teacher in the elementary school.
Cool. Good to meet you, Katie.
Nice to meet you, too.
So, Katie, let's talk about that, right? Why first? What made you, when you decided you wanted to become a teacher, why an art teacher, and why an art teacher for elementary kids?
I decided to be an art teacher when I was 8 years old, and I've never wanted to be anything else. It's a lifelong dream. And I did art with my grandma growing up. I had a really inspirational art teacher. Her name is Karen Gomez. She recently retired from the Fort Atkinson School District in Porty Elementary School. And she brought in amazing opportunities, artists in residence. She did an opera every year with the fifth grade where the music teacher would write it and she would do all the props and stuff with us. We made a full-size circus wagon 1 year. I mean, we had amazing opportunities with her and I loved it. And so I wanted to bring that to kids.
Terrific.
For in my classroom.
But it's challenging, isn't it?
Now it is. I mean, she basically told me I can't do the same things that she used to do. I mean, before she retired, she said I can't be.
She being your mentor, art teacher.
Yeah, Karen said that.
You can't do the same things.
She can't do the same things
anymore. You can't
things
build
anymore.
Things. You can't, you know.
And the reason for that?
There's no time. Teachers are overscheduled. She went from fifth graders having art twice a week for 45 minutes to once every 2 weeks almost. I think they were on a rotating basis, and I'm not sure exactly how it was, but it wasn't weekly. It was less than weekly, and she can't do all that stuff anymore. She retired. Right. It's not fun anymore.
But you went into it, though, despite that.
Yeah, well, I wasn't a teacher when you could do all of those things, so I guess I have a new normal, which I don't know if that's sad or not, but it is a new normal.
Well, okay, so...
So you got the benefit of that.
Right.
Great experience. Katie, are you an artist or are you an educator?
I would say I'm an educator first. Mm-hmm. When I was interviewed for the Madison School District, they asked me what my art medium was, and I said the kids. Because it depends on how you present a lesson, and then, you know, they take it in their own way. But, you know, they have their own, you know, take on the lesson, but it really depends on how you present it to them and what opportunities you bring to them, how you say it, what materials you put in front of them and all of that.
How did they react when you said the kids for your medium?
Well, they look kind of surprised.
Because I looked surprised right now when in radio you can't see that, but I was surprised. I mean, but I'm thinking that's a brilliant answer for an art educator to say that your medium is are the children.
The children, yeah.
You know?
Because artists have to listen to their medium. It's not just manipulating the medium.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually being responsive to the medium, knowing what the medium can do and being guided by the medium in a sense, right? That's exactly what good teachers have to do, isn't it?
Right, yes.
Yeah. So bringing those two, so she's an art educator,
yeah.
And her medium is children,
yeah.
But you use artistic supplies. Now, one of the things, though, that is that you've put a lot of time into, and in fact we've had to wait 2 weeks for this interview because of your commitment to doing the art gallery, and I'm going to let you talk about this. After school, though, right? Why all the work after school?
Start with what is the act, what is the art gallery?
Okay.
So what is the...
Okay, you've been spending a lot of time with the art gallery. What is the art gallery?
Well, gallery night is... Gallery night is a twice-a-year event in Madison where all the galleries open up and there's new artists all over Madison. And we decided at Randleton to participate and be part of gallery night as
Randleton's
a regular...
Randleton's the school you teach at.
Yes.
Okay.
So and we decided to be part of it and be just like the art galleries with the grown-ups and the professional artists. Mm-hmm. And I wanted my kids to feel like professional artists, like real artists. I wanted them to really take ownership over that title of an artist. And so our gallery night consists of a couple of things. One is we put out the work from the school year. I have the kids choose what they want in the show. So we kind of, from the beginning of the school year, they choose, they say, okay, this first project, we're going to keep that behind. And then the second project, you're going to look at the first project and the second project and decide which one you want in gallery night. And then we kind of go through the school year like that. So by the end of the year, they have their best project that they're most proud of in the show. And then we also have student art booths, which is everybody's favorite part, I think, because the kids create their own artwork outside of school and then sell it at gallery night. And it was just amazing this year. We had one little girl who was doing caricatures, and she went through two entire full sketchbooks in 2 hours. I mean, she just had a line at her table, and I can't imagine how that made her feel. But, you know, she made money, and she was able to go buy more sketchbooks so she can continue. And we had everything from that to, you know, watercolor paintings to some origami to face painting, and the kids really take ownership over that.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of parents really appreciate your work, your spirit. I bet a lot of parents would really love to have their kids experience your teaching. Is that fair to say?
It was really cool because I teach at Randall, which is a third, fourth, and fifth grade school. And then Franklin is our sister school, K-1-2. And I had some Franklin parents come with their kids. Mm-hmm. Say, oh, this is going to be your art teacher in a few years. Yeah. They came and they wanted to see what it was about and, you know, made sure that they said something to me. So that was exciting.
You just said something, too, that we need to remind the listener. You turned essentially kids 9 years and younger into artists for gallery night.
Yes, they, yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not art teaching necessarily, but you turn them into real artists.
Yeah, they created something and they sold it. And, you know, I talk a lot about how artists, they need to, you know, you get credit for your work and you should get paid for your work as an artist. You know, a musician, an artist, they should get paid for their work.
Well, you should be getting paid for your work.
I got a lot of hugs.
There you go. All right.
You know, but
Katie, I mean,
that's the sad state.
We don't know why she didn't get paid.
Okay. Explain that.
Yeah, I might have to move it up in the interview, but
okay.
Why didn't she get paid?
So when you do something like gallery night, I assume that in your contract there's an extra compensation for taking on gallery night.
Well, high school teachers get extra compensation for doing shows, music performances, and art shows outside of school time. Elementary teachers don't get compensated for these things.
Okay, so you did this because you care about kids?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's
We're running tight, so we should talk. Get some audio from her on the importance of art in elementary
school. Yeah, that's where I was going to go. I'd say, you know, so.
Can I talk about Any Given Child and arts integration a little bit and bring that in?
Sure.
Okay.
So there's Any Given Child and arts integration. What is that?
So Madison was chosen to be an Any Given Child city through the Kennedy Center, our partnership with the Kennedy Center. And it's a 3-year cycle where the first year they're kind of gathering data on, you know, how the equity and access to arts in our K-8 schools. And the second year is about taking that data and looking at where the holes are and that access and equity. And the third year is about coming up with a plan and feeling it. And we're coming up on that third year right now. This last year, our teachers in Madison and the surrounding areas had a chance to be part of professional development in arts integration. And arts integration is really taking, you know, what everyone else would call the academic class and then the arts standards and really holding them in the same light and meeting both equally through a given medium. Mm-hmm. So say you learn about multiplication and division through dance. Right. So you meet the math standards, you also meet the dance standards.
So do you know about STEAM?
Yes, I think that narrows it a little bit. I think calling, you know, I think with arts integration, it's truly the kids learning about a subject through an arts medium. And it makes it a little bit more authentic instead of just saying we're going to have art at this time. We're going to, you know, and I'm not saying take away art and music times at all. Arts integration is a partnership, and you have to have an arts teacher with an arts an artist and the classroom teacher really working together. And so you would have your art class, your music class, and then you would also have, you know, your academic class, and you would be working together with the classroom teacher to come up with something like a fourth grade teacher right now is doing immigration in her classroom. So in my classroom, we're doing portraits as biographies on immigrants. And I think it really makes those immigration stories come alive and makes them really powerful for kids.
Yeah.
Well, when you're talking about then, so the idea of somebody who might say, look, the arts, elementary school, we don't have time. They need to learn. They need to do their reading. They need to do their math. There's nothing further from the truth then is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, this is a way for kids to truly learn. I mean, worksheets are so dry. If you ask kids about these immigration stories in a year from now, they're going to be able to tell you exactly, you know, how their immigrant that they learned about, you know, how they feel and everything. And then, you know, anything else, if you read about it in a book, they're not going to remember it next week.
Yeah, you know, these are not easy times for educators who are committed to the arts, Katie, but you have stayed the course. And for that reason, as we like to say on this show, you are busting pencils.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's how we end it.
That's how we end it.
Okay.